Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office has issued a call for public assistance in locating a stolen 2002 Polaris 400 ATV from a residence on M-19 north of Argyle near Cass City Road. According to the Sheriff's Office, the victim reported hearing the ATV start around 11 p.m. on Sunday, April 21st. Although initial leads are scarce, community involvement is crucial in aiding law enforcement efforts to recover the stolen property. The green-colored ATV, equipped with a front windshield and a welded-on hitch, serves not only as a mode of transportation, but also as a valuable asset to its owner. While the photo of the ATV shared on thumbnet.net is somewhat blurred, officials are hopeful that any information, no matter how small, could lead to its retrieval. Residents are urged to report any sightings or relevant information to the Sanilac County Central Dispatch at 810-648-2000. Tips can be submitted anonymously via the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office app. State Representative Greg Alexander has signed onto a letter to Governor Gretchen Whitmer calling for her to send Michigan National Guard members to Texas to assist in the ongoing crisis at the country's southern border. The United States has a logistical and humanitarian crisis currently underway at our southern border in Texas, the letter states. This is creating dire consequences for our entire nation. As Michigan state legislators, we believe that our state has a duty to extend support in times of national distress. Right now, the situation at the border is worsening, and Michigan can help. For more on this story, visit the full written version on thumbnet.net. And we'll continue with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There have been numerous developments this week concerning avian flu that have raised concerns among experts. Outbreaks of bird flu were reported at poultry facilities in both Michigan and Texas, and infected dairy cows have been discovered in at least five states. There has also been a report in Texas of a person catching bird flu from a mammal, which is the first known instance of this happening. There has been only one reported case of bird flu in a person in the U.S., and that was in 2022 when a prison inmate in a work program in Colorado caught it while killing infected birds. A Korean War veteran from Minnesota who still carries shrapnel in his leg from when he was wounded in combat will finally get his Purple Heart Medal 73 years late. The U.S. Army notified 96-year-old Earl Meyer of St. Peter this week that it has reversed itself and granted him a Purple Heart, which honors service members wounded or killed in combat. The decision came after a campaign by his daughters and attorney. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota championed his case, which previously had been rejected due to a lack of documentation. Attorney Alan Anderson says they're now hoping to arrange a presentation ceremony in the near future. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature is currently 34 degrees, 26 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 10 miles per hour. The humidity is at 56%. Again, we do have a freeze warning that will take effect from midnight tonight to 8 a.m. Thursday. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 26 expected. Frost and freeze conditions could kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing.